This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, on this show in about a half an hour. And then at 9 this morning, Pudge's pals, for the first time, there will be a dog in here who is hoping for a forever home. And hopefully one of you will be able to provide that. So that is coming up at 9. Would I be allowed a moment for a brief personal message? Is that okay?
Sure thing.
Before I get to my lead, my incredible daughter, Julia Hill, who is listening to this show right now, as she always does every morning, is running the Chicago Marathon over the weekend. I am unable to attend because we will be at Gillette Stadium on Monday for Patriots Monday. But I cannot tell you how proud I am of her and everything she does, but this will be her second marathon. She ran Boston, and the fact that I detest running, I think it's clear. If you've seen me, I don't even like walking fast. So the fact that she is able to do it and able to go and go out there and train for this and do it, I am just overwhelmed with pride in Jay Hills. So
go get him, Julia.
I want to wish her the best of luck.
Perfect weather day.
Is it going to be nice?
You know what? For once, the Windy City actually will be windy. Mm-hmm. But so 20-mile-an-hour winds are not great, but temperature in the low to mid-60s.
Well, that's impressive. It's a course, they say, it's not as hilly of a course as Boston.
Right.
So she did great when she ran Boston a couple years ago.
She
and
crushed.
I know she will do great. And so obviously it's clear to me her athletic ability comes from me.
And a brief correction of the record, you said that we make fun of you walking fast. No, you can't.
I was out there this morning, though, Curtis, 4:30 a.m. in the 45-degree weather. It's getting to be winter. It's very depressing when it comes to the old man walks.
It is crazy because you look at your family. Brees, very athletic.
Yeah.
Julia, very athletic.
Yeah, it's from me.
No. Jen Hill is an athlete.
Well,
like,
all right. College lacrosse All-American Jen Hill at Colgate.
So precisely.
That's impressive.
I rest my case.
That's where it comes from. All right, Julia Hill, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Love you.
Knock them dead.
All right. My lead, and then we'll get to They Said It. May have to get to They Said It later. I don't know. But David Montgomery is, and Courtney, you are going to be extremely interested in this. I cannot wait to hear your opinion on it based on your pure and utter hatred of fantasy football owners and managers.
That's not true.
David Montgomery, running back for the Detroit Lions, opened up this week on World Mental Health Day, which was
yesterday,
on some of the struggles that he has faced. And he was on the Fantasy Dirt podcast, which is a Sports Illustrated podcast, and shared that he has had suicidal thoughts because of the way fantasy football owners were treating him. Here he is.
I have you on my fantasy team this week. You're paying for my child's tuition for college. I think you removed the humane part of who I am. You know, fantasy can do that sometimes. Like when you bet on somebody to be a certain way and to have a certain outcome, when it doesn't happen. Like, a lot of people try to go at your character for who you are, and actually not knowing who you are. But, you know, fantasy is fun. It can be fun if it's, you know, treated and handled the proper way. But I feel like when it's handled improperly, people kind of go at who I am personally. And because I put a lot of time into this, and I sacrifice time away from my family, and I sacrifice my body day in, day out. And I think sometimes that goes, you know, clouded or unnoticed because of what people expect from me.
The poor guy. I mean, we hear this a lot lately, mm-hmm. whether it's those who are wagering money or those who are worried about risking the embarrassment of sitting at dinner by themselves with a giant inflatable duck or whatever the punishment might be should you not win your fantasy league. But I feel I don't know how this started and went. Shyam, you brought it up a lot where guys are being absolutely berated because they don't end up helping somebody win a bet or something in a same game parlay.
I'm sure fantasy hasn't helped the situation, but I don't think that this is like a fantasy football problem. This is just a social media problem in the way in which people speak to each other on chats, on Instagram, comment section, DMs. People have forgotten what is okay to say to another human being. And it's because we live our lives behind these screens. And I understand that people leave comments and they go on with their life, but they don't realize that there is another person on that. And whether it is somebody that you went to high school with or an NFL player, there are people reading what you're putting out there. And if you wouldn't say something to somebody's face, and I could bet 99.9% of the people that are leaving these probably disgusting comments to David Montgomery would never say it to his face, but instead ask for a selfie. Yeah. You shouldn't be saying it online. Yeah. Like, people have lost all sense of what is appropriate. And it's wild. Like, there are some people that you need to take a look at how you spend your time and what you say to people online. Like, we talk about Angel Reese all the time. Mm-hmm. I look at her comment section, and that is a disaster, like a dumpster fire. Yeah. If you wouldn't want your employer seeing what you're posting, or you wouldn't want your friends and family to see what you're like, you have to be a big L loser if you're spending your time writing disgusting things about other people that you do not know on the internet.
But
sorry.
What it is, though, Courtney, is it is young men, 99.9% are guys in their 20s and 30s who are alone. They hate women because women don't talk to them. And instead of looking inward, they react with a tantrum outward anonymously online. It's all the widespread lack of mental health for young men who do not understand just why it is they're so angry. So they go online and it makes them feel better.
I just don't like maybe I'm just from a different world.
Are you going to say suck it up, Buttercup?
No, I'm just going to say I don't know why it bothers you when people say something to you online that, you know, my mother used to say all the time.
But you are different. So
my mother used to say this all the time, and I live by these words, and it's true today. If they don't put food on our table, clothes on your back, or a roof over your head, then tell them to go F themselves. And especially if it's online, like if David Montgomery knows, like, online – like you said, Courtney, no one's going to say it to
his
face. So, like, why are you even looking at your comments if you know you're a person who maybe can't deal with that? Like, why are you even looking at your comments to like, bring you to a place where you might be depressed or you might be down? I'm just from a different world. I don't let that stuff bother me.
It's a generational thing, though, I think. When you grow up where you have access to what people feel or think or see about you, then you're going to look at that stuff anyway. And these people think that they...
But you don't even know these people.
I know, but these people have access to these celebrities' lives that they never had back when you were growing up. Like, when you were an athlete,
right, but I guess
people could only say something to you when they were in front of you.
Right, but it just seems over fantasy football, mm-hmm. it seems a little aggressive.
Yeah, it is.
To be dragging a dude
crazy.
Because he didn't get over 100 yards for you.
But we told you that was going to be. I told you it was going to be like that with the gambling.
Yeah.
And I said that. And I don't like, you know, maybe I'm just from a different time, a different world, where if I don't even know this person. I get it, like with kids in school where they got to go to school every day and deal with these kids, and these kids might be bullying them or talking about them. But if you're not ever going to see these people, they're never around. The only way you see them is by picking up your phone and going on an app and seeing what they're saying. I just don't know why people do that to themselves.
A Rhode Island texter says it's like Wiggy always says, it's because nobody gets punched in the face anymore.
Mm. Yeah, that's because they're keyboard tough guys.
And certainly David Montgomery could do that,
right? I mean, no one's gonna like Courtney said. No, they're all keyboard tough guys. No one's going to say it to his face.
Not enough bar fights these days, got to tell you.
Well, that's why I said, you know what?
Are you a big bar fighting guy, Sean?
Oh, no, I'm a big fan of watching bar fights. Like, one of my favorite movies is Roadhouse.
But you can't even do it no more because...
I'm a big settle it with polo guy.
Sean, well,
I almost got in the fight virtually in the Tharworth bar.
Sean, you can't...
Yeah, the cantina, actually.
Well, on a much smaller scale, when we do road shows and you meet people the night before and they're like, yeah, I watch every day on Twitch. And you're like, oh, what's your handle? And they're like, you know that they're a jerk.
Sean, you know why there's no more bar fights?
Because everybody gets sued.
No, it's not that. It's because the society that we live in now.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, everybody, a lot of people are cowards, and no one fights at young ages. No one knows how to...
They'd rather go rail against you on the internet.
No, they'd rather go pick up a gun rather than get an L, take an ass whooping, and shoot you. And, hey, when we were younger, we had an issue. Guess what? We settled the old-fashioned way.
With nunchucks.
You met at the schoolyard, and you duked it out.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
yeah.
You can't do that. You punch a kid, he's coming back and shooting up your whole family.
It's a good lead.
I thought that was of interest.
I like it, Greg.
And I, you know, you just don't think, you look at guys playing in the NFL, you don't think it would ever bother them when it comes to fantasy football. I know, but it's not easy for some people. That's, I think, the thing. Like, it's not easy to ignore.
See, that's the part where I don't really.
Look at poor Mac Jones. You were over him for a full year here.
Yeah, but ignore him. I'm a guy on the radio. That shouldn't bother you.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're telling these athletes and stuff you need to build brands, you need to be on the internet so your name is out there, especially for your post-playing career. But then, like, people on the internet are absolutely destroying you.
Yeah,
so it's hard to find a balance.
Don't read the comments.
Yeah, that is a key. I heard Rogan talk about this, and if they're already following you and interacting with your tweets or your video, whatever, you have them. It's when you start reading those, because the truth is, you'll keep reading until you find something that bothers you, and none of the positive notes will resonate the same way the bad one will make you feel like crap.
Yeah.
So it's a zero-sum game.
Do it how you live your life. I don't eat seafood. Guess what? I don't go to restaurants and eat seafood just to hurt, you know.
Exactly.
Well, I don't. Completely different.
No, it's the same way when people go, oh, I don't watch certain movies because they make me feel a certain way. So if you know these comments are going to bother you, why even read them?
Yeah. All right. Well, those are finally our leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And that includes what Jeremy Swayman said about his emotions last night on the ice for the Boston Bruins. Real quick, we talked about this yesterday. Anonymous Patriots fan is back on the phone. And this is good news, I think, for the Patriots with Drake May starting Sunday. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody?
What's up, Anonymous?
So my son, who is 17, and said he didn't like the Patriots, and I talked to him last night, and I said, oh, guess what? They're going to start Drake May. He was like, yeah, I heard that. And I said, well, you're going to watch the game, you think? And he's working on Sunday. He's a cart boy at a golf course.
Oh, great
and
job.
He said, oh, yeah, it's awesome. And he said, yeah, I'll have it on my phone probably. I'll watch.
Okay.
So he's back in. Drake May will do it.
They're back. Everybody's back.
Pull them back in.
They are back.
Welcome back.
They are back.
Should have did this week one.
Wait till he goes out and throws a pick six first series. Will he still be there?
I hope.
Yeah, they'll still
ride. Don't put that out in the universe.
Don't throw it out there?
No.
All right.
Jordan Love threw a pick six last weekend. What does it matter? Happens.
All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. And Jim Montgomery happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are some things they need to get better at.
Again, we got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we had 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that because we're not, our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get a win in Thursday Night Football, 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. And congratulations to Scheim. Geno Smith did go over 250 passing yards, so he nailed that one.
Crushed it.
Sunday is May Day. Drake May will get the start against the Texans at 1 p.m. We will talk to Jelani Tavai coming up this morning about that matchup. But we did hear from AVP yesterday. Here's what he had to say about Drake's ability and what that does with the offense.
Definitely. You know, he have shown throughout the preseason and camp and everything that he has the legs, and his college tape shows that as well. So it does give you some flexibility.
In baseball, we're waiting to see who will advance to take on the Yankees and the Mets. And I hate to say it, but a hell of a long weekend for New York. The Mets will either take on the Padres or Dodgers on Sunday, and then the Yankees will take on either the Tigers or Guardians on Monday. Bills take on the Jets in Monday Night Football.
All right. I told you, I'm rooting for the Yankees-Mets World Series.
Mm.
I'll watch that. It'll be entertaining.
What do you think they'll call that?
The Battle of the Burrows. I don't know.
Oh, good. I like it.
Maybe the Train That Goes Underground series? Wiggy?
They could call it that.
They could call it
the A train and the D train, right?
If it was around here, it'd be the Train That Never Arrives on Time series, Curtis. I'll tell you that much.
It floats right off the tongue.
And head to the 99 restaurant this weekend for a 3-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow roasted prime rib, 2 sides, and a free 3-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day Sunday and Monday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 44 degrees in Boston right now. It's brisk out there. It feels like 39 afternoon high in the upper 60s.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.